Open your heart and let him in.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. Another opportunity, another good time to come into your cars, into your homes, or by the way of the radio station, WWBC 1510. Oh, you're on it. You're on it. Tell somebody. Tag somebody. Share with this and let them know it's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, no matter what is trying to come your way, guess what? It's time for your miracle. My brother, my sister, it's time for you to come up and come out and come through what you're in. We thank God again for another opportunity to come into your homes, into your cars. Amen. While you're riding along there, while you're sitting on your break, or however you're sitting in your home, or under the garage, wherever you at, tuning in to us, we're grateful for you. We want to thank God for you. We want to thank God for our first lady, only lady, elect lady, Evangelist Bonita Watkins, my wife. God bless you. We want to thank God for our church mothers. Amen. We thank God for all our evangelists, our prophetess, all of those elders that make up the congregation of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. We thank God for you. Thank God for you that's tuning in to an audience on by the way of Facebook. We are so glad that you're tuning in to us today. Come on, let's go to a word of prayer. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy and your kindness. We thank you now, God, for who you are. We thank you for what is being done and what has been done in our lives, Father. We honor you today. We glorify you and we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What a privilege and what an honor just to come before you today in your listening ear gates, in your eye gates, just to come before you to encourage your hearts, to let you know that he lives. Who lives? Jesus lived. He died. He bled. Oh, but he rose again. He lives. No matter what we're faced with, he lives. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to hold your head up. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord. You're a winner. You win. You win on everything. In every situation, you win because he lives. Or just to let you know, get ready. I want you to get ready. Titusville, Coco, Rockledge, oh my God, all the Mims, all the surrounding areas. Oh, come on. We are getting ready. Palm Bay, Melbourne, we are getting ready for the revival. Oh, it's going to be something. It's going to be something. I'm so glad you asked me where it's going to be located. Where are you holding the revival at? It's going to be in Titusville. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be right here in Titusville. And it's going to be at 406 Main Street. Come on, 406 Main Street. The church is the Church of Tomorrow with Pastor Deborah Davis. Praise our God. We are going to be there. You do not want to miss this revival. The 9th through the 15th, the 13th through the 13th. You don't want to miss that. It's going to be something. Praise our God. Again, that's this month. Come on, the second week. We are not hosting it at our church, but it will be at Pastor Davis, 406 Main Street. You don't want to miss this revival. Praise our God. The 9th through the 13th, you don't want to miss it. It's going to start at 7 o'clock nightly. Prayer, and we're going right on in, and we're going to allow God to work and do what he needs to do. Tell somebody, invite somebody, bring somebody with you. God is going to meet every need. Again, that is at the Church of Tomorrow, Pastor Deborah Davis is the pastor. Oh my God. We're looking for you and you to come over and be in this apostolic prophetic revival. When I said apostolic, I'm talking about the move of God. I'm talking about when God do something. Hallelujah. It ain't gimmicks. It ain't tricks. It ain't trying to get all this. It's about winning souls and people getting healed, getting delivered, set free. It's about edifying the body of Christ, edifying the saints, building them up. Come on, we're going to see God move. Again, no gimmicks, no tricks. Come on, hallelujah. You just come and let God do the work. Let him finish doing what he's doing. Again, we're at Apostle. I want to be in that service. I don't want to miss that move of God. Where is it located? Again, the address is 406 Main Street, right in Titusville, Florida. Come on. Some of you been asking, when are you going to have a revival there? When are you going to be here? We're going to be right there. Oh, praise our God. We're going to look to see you. We're going to look to see you in the move of God next week. It's going to be something. Praise our God. So we get ready. Get ready. Are you ready? Because it's time for your miracle. Praise our God. I want to be very brief. And I want to send out our condolences to all the bereaved families. We send out our condolences to the Lawson family, Karen Lawson, and the passing of her nephew. And we went into Miss Pia and the passing of her grandson, and Miss Lawson, which is her grandson also, and the mother. We want to send out our condolences to this family and throw our arms around this family and love on them. Those of you that are going through bereavement hour, we send out our condolences and prayers to you also. We want to thank God for you, that God would see you through and bring you through this difficult time that you're going through with, because he's still a God of all comfort. Yes, he is. And he will bring you out. He will bring you out, and he will make a way out of no way for you. He will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Praise our God. We want to say happy birthday to all the, I told you I would call you out. We want to say happy birthday to Mother Lord. Irene Lord just celebrated a birthday. We want to say happy birthday to Mother Hooks. Oh my God, just settled a birthday. We are in different ones. Mother Danger just celebrated a birthday. God has been good to them. Praise God. And Mother Josephine Ross, God bless you, celebrated a birthday. Thank God for you. I just want to thank God for you, how he have let y'all celebrate your birthdays, and different ones that already celebrate the birthdays. I don't know, but we say happy birthday to you and you and you. Praise our God. So let's get to the word of God right quick. Amen. Just to encourage your hearts on this day, we want you to know that we must have always, we must have a mind to come before him with thanksgiving, come before him with praises on our lips and praises in our hearts, because he is good all by himself. God can do anything but fail. You got to believe it. You must know it and walk in it. I want to encourage your hearts today in the book of because I was praying earlier on my way in. And we often talk about this, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. We want you to know that the kingdom of God is great. But we can't be foolish. We can't be saying we got time and this time is winding up and I still got time. No, time is getting closer than you think. The bridegroom is coming. We keep saying that. Well, you've been saying that. We've been saying that for years, Apostle, and we haven't seen him yet. But he's coming. He's coming. We want you to be ready. You got to be ready. So let's go to the book of Matthews right quick. We talked on this several times, and I just want to come back and relate on this here. It says in the book of Matthews, the 25th chapter, then shall the kingdom of God, come on, hallelujah, be like unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. He's coming. Jesus is coming sooner than we think. We got to be ready. Ready or not, he's coming. It says, and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them was wise and five was foolish. Five of them was wise and five was foolish. Okay? And they that was foolish took their lamps and took no oil. But they that was wise took their oil in their vessels and in their vessels with them. Come on, in their lamps. They took it with them. We've got to be ready, saints of God. people of God. We don't know the hour. We don't know the minute. We don't know the day. You can't afford to miss God. You can't afford to just say, well, I'll jump out and I'll jump back in. You can't afford to say, I'll lay my religion down. You know what they would say? I lay my religion down and I'll go back and pick it up. Because the minute you lay it down, my brothers, my sisters, come on. I'm telling you, that could be the very minute, the hour, second that Jesus come and crack the sky. But we don't want to be foolish. We want to be wise with the oil in our vessels because he's coming. The closer the coming of the Lord is sooner than we think. We cannot afford, again, I'm going to say it again, you cannot afford to just jump out and jump in. You got to be ready because he said we don't know the hour, we don't know the minute, we don't know when he's coming, but he's coming. He's coming. He's like a thief in the night. A thief don't tell you when he's coming. He just comes. And when he comes, he breaks in. But here we are. The coming of the Lord Jesus is sooner than we think. We can see the signs. We can see the time is winding up. Come on, each day, each minute, each second, each hour, it's getting closer to his coming. Things are happening just all over now. He said, look up, for our redemption draweth now. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt in this hour and in this dispensation time, what we're in right now, the coming of the Lord Jesus is closer than you think. Don't be foolish. Don't be foolish. I'm going to say it again. Don't be foolish. If you're in here, stay in here. If you're not in here, get in here. When you say get in here, you can be saved. We just heard Billy Graham, those of you that were tuning in, we just heard different ones down through the years in our life spent time telling us, come, come. And it's simple. He says in the word, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. So the coming of the Lord, we've got to be ready. We've got to be ready. Those of us, and those of us that have oil in our vessels, we can't be foolish. Come on. Those of you that don't have oil, and you just got a vessel, get some oil in your vessels. Because when he comes, as you can see in the scripture here, when he comes, it ain't going to be no time to try to get right. It ain't going to be no time to say, oh, yeah, now it's the time. He said, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart, for my spirit don't strive with man always. So now is the time, my brothers, my sisters, that you can repent and come unto Jesus. Come on. He said, if I was wise, if I was foolish, they that was foolish, they that was foolish, come on. You know they was foolish. Why have a vessel and no oil in it? Why have a lamp and no oil in it? That's foolish. That is foolish. Okay? But they that was wise had their lamps and their oil. Come on. Then it says right here, it says, they that was foolish took their lamps and took their lamps and no oil with them. But they that was wise took their oil and their lamps with them, with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, it's going to be a cry. At midnight, come on, a cry was made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go out to meet him. Are you ready? Are you ready, my brother? Are you ready, my sister? You up under the sound of my voice. Some of you may be watching by the way of the media here. The question is, are you ready to meet him? Will you be ready within the hour? Will you be ready in a minute? Will you be ready in a second? Are you ready? Get ready and stay ready. Don't be foolish because he's coming. They all They all of us, we've got to be ready. We must be ready. It says, they went out to meet him. Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil. Come on, for our lamps are going out. First of all, they didn't have nothing in there. They just was empty. For their lamp is going out. The oil, they didn't have none. They wasn't prepared to meet the bridegroom. But are you prepared today to meet him? Are you prepared? If you prepare, stay prepared. Stay prepared. It's no time now to back up. It's no time to look for another one. Come on. No, another Savior. There is not another Savior. It's no time now to be weary in well-doing. Because he's coming. Come on. You got to be ready. You must be ready. Because he's coming. He's coming. You say, well, I'm going to say it again. I've heard this over and over, and ain't nothing happened yet. I don't see him. These are the signs of the time that our Savior is coming sooner than you think or ask. Don't be foolish. Be wise. Be wise. Keep your lamps trimmed. Keep your heart clean. Come on. Keep your heart clean. Don't have nothing in your heart. Because the minute you allow stuff to get in your heart and it festers, that could be the very minute, second, or hour of the day that he comes. I'm like David. David said this, oh Lord, who shall abide in that tabernacle? He that has clean hands and a pure heart. Come on. So I say to you today, keep your oil in your vessels. Keep it trimmed and burning. Because he's coming. Will you be ready? Or will you be trying to get ready? Or will you be like the foolish? Take your lamps and no oil. Then you got to go try to find, scratch up, get some. They tell you, give us of your oil. Our lamps are going out. No, they couldn't even share. The wise couldn't even share. Give none to them. Let's them go out. We've got to work and be ready ourselves. I can't stand for you. You can't stand before God, before me. We all got to stand before ourselves, for ourselves, and give an account and a deed that everything we said or done in this body. Will you be ready when you stand at the judgment? See, I don't worry about people judging me on earth. I don't worry about that. What I'm concerned about, making sure that when I stand before the judgment seat of God, that I'll be in right standing with him. That I'll be able and I'll be ready to go to the place that he has prepared for you and I. Everybody is not going to the place where he has prepared for. Don't fool yourself. It ain't because you are so connected with somebody and you get, you know, it's like this. In this corporate world, oh, I got in this position because I know somebody. I got connections. It's not like that. You got to know him for yourself. You got to be connected to him for yourself. Because we are striving. And we want to hear him say these words. Well done. Thou good and faithful servant. Thou been faithful over a few things. Now I want to make you ruler over many. But in order to do that, we've got to keep our vessels. We got to keep our heart. We got to keep our vessels clean. We must accept them as our personal Savior. We can't be foolish. We cannot be foolish. I don't want to be all this time ministering and teaching and preaching and doing this and mess around and lose my soul. My oil leaves out my vessel because I didn't do right. We got to be wise. If I was wise and if I was foolish, which one are you? We got to walk in love. We got to treat our brothers right, neighbors right. We can't harvest stuff in our hearts because when we do this, it could be that very day that he come. Will you be ready. I'm asking you today. I'm behooving you today. Don't be foolish. If you again, you're not saved and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have an opportunity. You have a time to do it now. He will save you. He will clean you up. He will pour His Spirit into you. Yes, He will. Find you a Bible-based teaching church that's teaching truth, not gimmicks and tricks and all of this stuff. That's teaching truth, teaching about discipleship, teaching about the cross, as we heard earlier. Find your church that you can get in and grow. Because guess what? A fish can't live outside of water. It takes the water for the fish to swim and breathe. So what are you saying? I'm saying this. It takes the word for you to breathe. It takes the word for you to live. You can't live outside of this word. You're not existing. You're just going along. You got to get in this word and let the word get in you so you won't be one of the foolish. Don't be, the word of God says, don't be a hearer. Don't be just a hearer and not a doer. You got to be a hearer and a doer. What? Operate on what you hear. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. And how could they hear without a preacher? Unless he be sent by God. When he send you a preacher, he don't send you a preacher full of tricks, a bag full of tricks. You know that little commercial, Silly Rabbit, tricks are for kids. No, this ain't no trick. This ain't no gimmick. This ain't you give me and I give you. No, this ain't act like that. You got to have the true word. You got to have true oil in your vessels. Because he's coming. He's coming. Don't be deceived. Don't let the enemy deceive you. Oh, I got it good. Oh, I got this. I've got that. If you let the enemy deceive you, it's because you have no oil in your vessels. Keep your oil in your vessels. Don't let the enemy deceive you, tell you he's not coming. You got time to get ready. You got time to overcome this. You got time to come out of this. You got time. No. If you're out, stay out. Because he said, who the Son set free is free indeed. So he said, be not entangled with the yoke of bondage no more. So the enemy would try to come. Don't get me wrong. He would try to come. But it's up to you and I to resist him. He'll flee from us. Because we got to be ready. We got to keep this oil in our vessels. We got to keep this word coming out of our mouth. We got to keep walking in. We got to keep confessing with our mouth. According to the word of God, we must keep confessing. And we must keep walking that he is who he say he is. You know what? It's true. Don't put off what you could do today for tomorrow. The time is now. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Be ready. Be ready because he's coming. You ain't gonna have time when he comes, when he cracked the sky. You ain't gonna have time. You gonna be like the five foolish. They left. They tried to go get oil. They tried to go get oil, but they couldn't find none. I heard people say, well, as long as you praying for me, I'm gonna be all right. We can pray too, but you gotta do something too. You gotta do something. You gotta have oil in your vessel. Don't just have a vessel and no oil. Have oil in your vessels. Keep it trimmed and burning. Because the bridegroom, which is Jesus Christ, he's closer than you think. He's near. The coming of the Lord is near. People are doing everything, but they think they're big enough to do. But it's going to come a day when you have to stand before the throne. can't stand for you again, I'ma say it. You can't stand for me. I got to stand for myself. You got to stand for yourself. Come on. I can't hear for you, and you can't hear for me. We must have this oil in our vessels, and it must be trimmed and burned. It ain't hard. It's not hard. We make it hard. Because he said, take my yoke upon me, on you, and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come on. Come on to Jesus. Come on. If you're in here, don't hang in here. Stand in here. Come on. Don't be foolish. Don't think you got time. Come on. We don't want to treat this like we can beat it. You know, it's like sometimes that a red light is green, but as we're far off, but as the closer we approach the light and it jumps to caution, and we think we still can make it, so we hurry up. Don't treat this like this. Don't even treat that like that, because sometimes you don't make it. The light changes quickly to red. And some of us barely make it through. Don't do that. Don't gamble with your life. Don't gamble with your life. Come on, young man. Come on, young woman. Middle-aged woman, middle-aged man. Don't gamble with your life like that. Stay with God. Walk with God. And he'll walk with you. Talk with God. And he'll talk with you. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning. Because he's coming. He's coming. There's no doubt about that. Just as sure as time is winding up and getting close, I have to get up out of here. 1 minute. He can come right now. But will you be ready? Do you have enough oil in your vessels? Do you have enough oil in your vessels? Because the coming of the Lord is near, sooner than we think. My time is coming gone for today. As I often say, I have to get up from behind this mic. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Will you be ready when Jesus comes? God bless you, my friend, my brother, my sister.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.